Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hey, Tenderfoot listeners. I'm Liam Luxon, host of Status Untraced, a new podcast brought to you from the team behind Up and Vanished. It follows my investigation into the disappearance of Justin Alexander, a survivalist and world traveler whose life seemed like it was torn from the pages of an adventure novel. While some of Justin's friends and family believe he may have been murdered, it's not clear what actually happened. And a message he left behind just days before he vanished makes everything about his disappearance just strange. Check out this clip featuring one of Justin's friends and their recollection of their final conversation with him.
It was one thing that kind of made me feel weird about whenever he'd talk about his plans for India. And the more I've thought about it, especially over the years, it almost seemed like he was preparing for something because he wanted to be famous. He made that openly clear, like that was his end goal.
When you hear the message Justin left behind, when you hear about the remote and dangerous area where he went missing, when you learn about how the suspects and the police's efforts in this case all quietly started to fade away, you won't be able to stop wondering what happened. From Tenderfoot TV, Status Untraced is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, or subscribe to Tenderfoot Plus to binge the entire season ad-free. Learn more at tenderfootplus.com.
I want to share something very special with you. If you're not already subscribed to my new podcast, To Die For, here's the first episode in its entirety. It's the result of an 18-month journey to some very dark places. Rather than tell you about it, I'll let you listen. Search To Die For in your podcast app to follow the show. All 8 episodes are available to binge right now. Here's episode 1 to get you started.
Can we test your mic real quick?
Mic test.
Cool.
Yeah, good.
Yep, we're good.
Okay.
I never said this to anyone. Nobody knows.
Every woman can seduce a man, and it doesn't matter how does she look. It's all about your skills. What do you say, how do you touch, and how you're good in sex. That's it. The most important thing, not to give him everything at the same moment. So you cannot go to bed and sleep with him at the first day. Unless it's a special mission where you have to kill your target.
Some spies use poisons. Others use guns. But for Leah Rosa, who's sitting in front of me right now, her body was made into a weapon by the Russian military. Her mission? To seduce powerful men for their secrets, or sometimes, their lives. This type of intelligence work is known as sexpionage, and it's much more dangerous than you think.
What is sexpionage, actually? This sex becomes like a drug, and your target becomes like drug addicted. When a drug dealer wants to put someone on the needle, he gives a little bit. He doesn't give straight away everything. So the same way you do, you give a little bit sex, you give a little bit taste, and you tease, till you make sure that your target becomes addicted to you. Because you put so many anchors around him, in his brain, in his body. Basically, the body gets used to you, so he physically cannot be with someone else.
I had to kill you. I'm really sorry. I had to do it. Gotta go.
Episode 1, Chapter 1, The Meeting. Our story begins with the mafia.
I come from a mafia family. It's a real mafia family. I mean, not like some of the people that you know, that will be, say, I'm connected and all that. My father actually did go before Robert Kennedy and McClellan. And
the interview you're listening to is me many years ago speaking with Johnny Fratto, also known as the Beverly Hills Gangster. His father worked under Al Capone, and his brother was killed in the tragic plane crash that also took the life of boxer Rocky Marciano.
I have a question about the mob. Has it changed?
It's right. All movies.
That's it's all movies.
Absolutely.
It doesn't exist.
No. Never did.
I was publishing a book with Johnny about his colorful and controversial life. We'd get together, and he'd tell stories for hours.
And I said, Judge, I don't belong in here. I'm 24 years old. My wife is now pregnant with my son, Johnny. I don't belong in here.
After Fratto moved to Los Angeles, he set his sights more on fame than racketeering and unexpectedly became a recurring guest on The Howard Stern Show. The son he just mentioned grew up and wanted to leave the family business and get into the film business. This is Johnny introducing his son, Johnny Jr., to Stan Lee, the legendary Marvel Comics writer.
This kid, my son, he thinks he can write a movie.
Everybody who's written his first movie has never written a movie before. And why couldn't he do it?
Stan Lee says, I look like a writer. I look like one.
Not long after this, Johnny Fratto died of lung cancer at the age of 61. I didn't talk to his son, Johnny Jr., much after that. But one afternoon, after years of silence, he called with an incredible story.
So I have got a weird thing. Like, it's going to sound fucking strange to you. And I don't even really know how to pitch this to you. Where do I begin? Because you wrote the book, The Game, I met this girl that basically says she knows how to seduce men, pick up men, do whatever, you know, like basically she can own any man in 2 fucking seconds.
What Johnny's referring to here is an infamous book I wrote over a decade ago about 2 years I spent undercover in a secret society of pickup artists.
And here's the crazy part. She says she was a Russian spy at one time. I mean, it's the craziest shit you ever heard. She told me that there's like a school that she had to attend in Russia where she had to like literally like have sex with her teachers in front of the class and have sex with different students in front of the class and learn how to give perfect blowjobs. And I'm sitting here.
I'd literally never heard of anything like this. And frankly, found it hard to believe. I'm sure the crude way Johnny Jr. was speaking about it wasn't helping any.
She was trained by the like Russian government to seduce men and like get their secrets or whatever.
Yeah, she was trained by Russia, she says, to, you know, fucking give the perfect blowjob, to fuck a guy perfectly. And I kind of believe her, man. I mean, I really do think she's telling the truth. And it's a little weird, but I thought, you know, if there's any one guy in the fucking world that it would be up his alley, it's you.
And can I ask the obvious question, which is, how did you meet her?
I met her through an Armenian guy named Art. And Art's a dapper, probably the most dapper little guy I've ever met. And he said, you know, Johnny, there's somebody that you got to meet. You got to come over here. It's very special. I said, okay, well, what is it? So I get there. He introduces me. Obviously, she's beautiful. I mean, like, she says she was trained to go in and fucking be with, like, fucking heads of state and shit like that.
Wow. And yeah. Then how would you describe, like, her just as a person in general?
You know, she's very kind of like a cool seductress that looks you straight in the eye all the time and kind of always knows the right thing to say. Every single thing I was saying to her, she just had the perfect retort because I was, you know, I'm not trying to be an asshole, but, you know, look, this town is hard.
Couple more questions. How do we know she's not still working for the Russian government?
Johnny said I could ask her that question and any others I had when I met her. I figured if the Russian government wanted to get me, there were probably easier ways.
Hey man, what's going on? How you been?
Yeah, I really miss you, man. I mean, Jesus, last time I saw you was what, my dad's funeral or something? What was it?
It was your dad's funeral.
Jesus Christ. Wow.
Johnny introduced me to the woman standing next to him. She was tall, with dyed blonde hair cut short and stylish, and wearing what looked like very expensive designer clothing. This was the reputed former Russian spy, Aaliyah Rosa.
Aaliyah Rosa, Neil Strauss, I want you guys to meet each other.
Thank you so much for an introduction,
awesome.
Neil.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
I'm telling you, by the end of the night, you guys are going to be best friends.
We sat down for dinner with a few other people I'd invited to get their take on the situation, including a former top-ranking agent at the CIA.
Not to put you guys both on the spot, but you want to tell a little bit about Aaliyah, and then
I always have to get permission first because her story is kind of crazy. Do I have permission to basically get fucking crazy with it? Tell her what you're really.
Okay,
fantastic. I'm going to tell the truth. So, I'm going to say something. This woman right here, and this is no shit, went through a fucking training thing that she literally.
Johnny Jr. then repeats much of what he told me earlier in the same crass language.
I know that sounds bad, I'm just telling the truth. So anyway, that's it. Is that
introduction? What are your thoughts on the introduction?
Okay, I'm fine with that.
It
was authentic, right?
So. It's authentic, right? Yeah. I'm just saying what I know. Yes,
yeah. I know.
But there's much more to the story.
It's clear that Aaliyah is a little uncomfortable and that there's a lot more to her story.
Never ever before I shared this story with anyone, including my parents. Nobody knows. Those people who knew, they were killed.
After the dinner, I spoke with my source from the CIA, who didn't want his name or voice to be used, and asked what he thought. She seems credible, he replied, but her story is incredible.
Anything, but it was a great dinner. Thank you. It was really an intense one. Seriously, thank you.
It was an odd dinner, with basically the CIA, the KGB, and the Mafia. And I was left with more questions about Aaliyah Rosa than answers. And to me, that's always a good sign to move forward. Quick word from our sponsor, Simply Safe. As a listener of the show, you obviously know the world can be dangerous and unpredictable at times. And for me personally, when I'm involved in things like this, even before I was, safety, vigilance, and preparation were always important. And that's why I recommend Simply Safe Home Security. I actually use Simply Safe for my personal protection. And as you know, with the things I do, whether it's trying to find criminals and murderers who are still out there with To Live and Die in LA and get justice for the victims, or with To Die For, talking to former Russian spies who are spilling state secrets, I'm taking a risk and I feel safer knowing that I do have home security. And yes, this is a sponsorship, but also I really truly do believe that having home security will at the very, very least give you peace of mind and free you from worry. For me personally, I feel safe knowing it's house noises versus an intruder. So whatever you do for your home security, I recommend Simply Safe. It was named Best Home Security Systems of 2024 by the U.S. News and World Report. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I'd like you to have it too. You can get 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplysafe.com/liveLA. That's SimpliSafe.com/liveLA. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Chapter 2, A Dirty Organization. After meeting Aaliyah, I decided to look more into her story. There wasn't a lot online, but I did find a few items legitimizing her, a few items delegitimizing her, and a social media page that was very influencery. Then I looked into actual evidence of a seduction program operated by the Russian government. And there was no in-depth information online. It seemed like something out of a spy movie.
You made such a bold entrance into a little drama. Who doesn't appreciate the occasional twists, Mr.
Bond? James Bond.
I probably wouldn't have believed it at all if not for a strange experience I had a decade earlier. I received a call out of the blue from a special agent at the FBI. We are dedicated to national security investigations of the highest order, he told me. He went on to reveal two things that shocked me. The first is that my book, The Game, was required reading for his agents. The second was that he'd like me to fly to Washington and train a group of field agents and analysts on the art of seduction. It was an offer I couldn't say no to.
Talking, you know, I would say, what do you feel like doing tonight? What feels right for you? You know, because I'm talking in your language. Whereas I'm talking to a visual person, I'm like, what do you see yourself doing tonight? How do you see yourself going out through this world? Because I know they're going to be visualizing. And these things are really key for getting rapport. It's called modalities. You want to talk in the primary modality. And this is that I'll be with.
So I called Robin Drake, one of the agents who was present at that session and the former head of the FBI's behavioral analysis program, to ask, why was the FBI learning the art of seduction?
We brought you in, and the benefit of what you brought to us was a deep understanding of human psychology. And in our work, where you're developing confidential human sources and recruiting spies, an understanding of how to develop quick rapport and attraction is key and critical. Minus going for romantic interactions, a lot of those other techniques were extremely effective, and you brought a vast amount of personal, real-life experience to that with the book, and you're coming in and training with us.
It's so interesting. So I'll fill you in and get your get sure. Your thoughts. And
at dinner, Aaliyah said she'd worked for a Russian intelligence agency called the FSB, which I'd never heard of before. So I asked Robin to give me a little background on how Russian spy programs operate.
So in general, it mirrors ours pretty closely. And like their SVR is the equivalent of our CIA. And their GRU, that's the Russian military intelligence, is the equivalent of our DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency. Their FSB is the equivalent of our FBI. They see intelligence more as a factory event in the sense of it's an assembly line. I don't remember the exact number, but at the height of the Cold War, before the KGB broke into the SVR and the FSB, I think that the number of employees that were part of the KGB were in the millions compared to a handful of our operatives overseas for the CIA and DIA. And they are an intelligence machine. They suck it all in and they collect it all.
Why, I asked Robin, does Russia have this evidently deserved reputation as the world capital of spying?
The gross domestic product, GDP of Russia, it's like Italy's or Texas. I mean, it's not huge. And when you're a country that relies on hydrocarbons for your economy and that can fluctuate as much as it's been fluctuating definitely in the last bunch of years, they don't have a huge economy. It's not very strong. And so when you're cash strapped and you're trying to be the big boy on the world stage, if you don't have the military because you can't support it, you're going to do it in another way. And they do it in intelligence, because intelligence collection, the way they do it, is a lot cheaper than anything else. And they send their messages, whether they're going to publicly, even though they say it's not public, but, you know, killing people with depleted uranium. There's a lot of other ways to take someone out silently. Those things are made for public statements saying we can find you anywhere in the world and we'll take you out. And that's intelligence operations. And it's a lot cheaper doing that than anything else. And so that's why they utilize their intelligence organizations to do just that.
I fill in Robin, who spent 22 years recruiting Russian spies, on Aaliyah's seduction training with the FSB, and ask him what he thinks.
Anecdotally and totally believable. The FSB, that is a dirty organization. You know, it's an organization that is founded on doing things just like that. I mean, they use honey traps. They use it with Clayton Lone Tree. And I know there's been others that just don't hit the news.
We'll get into the story of Clayton Lone Tree and some of those others later in this podcast. And we'll also talk more about honey traps. The honey in this term is the agent who's seducing a target. And the trap is now that I have evidence you've slept with me, or now that you've fallen completely in love with me, here's what I want from you.
No one volunteers to the FSB. That's why they have to use honey traps and train people to do that, because they're dicks. If you're a foreign diplomat over in their country, they're going to harass the living hell out of you, and then they're going to try to trap you and coerce you into cooperation. That is not the way to recruit a human being. That does not make anyone feel safe.
I ask if the United States has seduction spies, and Robin claims that they do not. Even taking a source to a strip club and using government money for that, he says, would be a political liability.
When she was talking about her experience, you're just there and you stay there out of fear. There's like, if you leave, your life's going to be destroyed.
I mean, you know this from the world you've been in. That's a broken toy. And broken toys have an unhealthy outlook on the world unless they've realized it, they've been through counseling.
Define what you mean by broken toy.
First of all, people that are susceptible to being recruited or trafficked, because basically she's human trafficked is what she is. There was a need in her life that wasn't being fulfilled somewhere else, and the FSB came in and fulfilled that need to be seen, heard, and valued by others, and then they manipulated that against her.
Keep in mind that I don't know a lot yet about Aaliyah's story or how she was recruited, and neither does Robin. He's basing this analysis on his intelligence experience.
To me, there's no difference between a child predator and what they did to her. Well, welcome to World of Russian Intelligence.
Chapter 3, The Target.
Excited to share it with you.
Awesome.
It's a sunny Wednesday afternoon in Malibu, and Aaliyah Rosa has come over to discuss the podcast. When someone says they've been trained their whole life in the art of seduction, you tend to question everything they say and do, and wonder if it's all a manipulation.
I love your shoes. They're so
cool. Kind of unique, right?
Yes, yeah. Mary, I have never seen anything like this.
Yeah,
really stylish. Like, my son would really love it.
There's a controversial and often hurtful technique that the pickup artists in the game taught, and it's called the neg. You give someone what appears to be a compliment and then say something slightly backhanded so that they're not quite sure if they're being complimented or insulted. And that's exactly what Aaliyah just did to me. Aaliyah's brought over a bottle of wine, which doesn't often happen in the meetings I attend. I hand her the corkscrew while I go to check on my son. When I get back, the wine is unopened, and she hands the corkscrew back to me. I get the funny feeling that she's trying to prove to me that she hasn't tampered with the wine.
Okay.
Right, cheers first.
Cheers. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you purposely not open the wine just so you knew I could trust the wine?
You left to check on your son. I could drop something, you know? You know, like, yeah, I know that you have this kind of, like, thoughts, it's normal. You and Putin, you are the same type, believe it or not. You protect yourself, your environment, your family, of course, it's a good thing. That's what Putin does. He also protects his country.
I'm not sure how to feel about that Putin comment. And that's probably just what Aaliyah wants. Another neg. She then shares something else that really messes with my mind. Something that just may be true, given what Robin Dreek from the FBI just shared with me.
Actually, like, you'd be surprised. There are so many agents working in America. Like, so many. Yeah. Even in Malibu, like, you know.
Really?
Seriously, just be aware. Don't say anything about Putin. I mean, yeah, I sound don't say it. It's kind of like putting some fears, but like, it's better not really to, I mean, when Americans discuss like Biden or Trump, it's kind of like, yeah, okay. But once they discuss about like Putin, there are always many ears around.
Do Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I turned the discussion to the podcast. Even though the period Aaliyah is talking about was many years ago, I assume Putin still wouldn't be happy about her sharing state secrets.
Speaking of that, are there concerns for your safety in speaking out and telling your story and sharing all this information?
To say I'm not scared, I would lie. Yes, of course. I am mother of 13-year-old son. Yes, of course, I'm scared. I don't know what might happen, right? If I will be dead tomorrow, let's say, I know that my son, even it would be so hard for him, he will grow up and he will respect me for that. At least I had enough courage and bravery to stand up and speak out against this evil.
That evil, she explains, is more than just Putin.
Sharing that life events is a proof of how corruptive the whole system is and how the male dominance is just so strong there that being a female in Russia, it means that you're almost like you have the same rights like a dog. And it's just not even like it's not right, but this is anti-human.
The other question is, if we're gonna go tell the story, are you comfortable just sharing all your experiences, good or bad, and no matter what people may think?
I don't feel comfortable at all, honestly. I don't want people to think that I can kill people. I'm a murderer, you know. It's a bad kind of like, you know, if she could kill people, then maybe she can do it now. Who knows? You know, she doesn't have this stop. Because on the good side, I protected my country, right? And I tried to survive. On the bad side, I'm still a murderer. I still killed some people and I still feel guilty for that.
I'd asked Johnny when I first spoke to him, oh, how do I know she's not still working for Russian intelligence?
You know what? I don't know how to answer this question, really. How do you know if I may still work for Putin, right? Because I will reveal the real truth, what's going on there and what was happening before. When I heard about the Ukrainian war, I felt that moment that I really want to speak out. I felt like I can't just sit down there and just be silenced like I was all this time.
Looking back on the time you were in Russian intelligence, do you think you were a hero or a victim?
Definitely victim, but brainwashed that I was a hero.
I play Aaliyah my interview with Robin Drake. She pauses and reflects when he calls her a broken toy. I ask her what she's thinking about it.
I mean, for so many years, I didn't feel that I was broken. But it's hard, you know, Neil, it's so hard to accept that. Because it's such a big guilt. It's such a big pain when you realize and when you accept that I was a part of this evil system. So, yeah, I guess I am broken, and yes, I am a toy.
As Aaliyah talks further, I'm reminded of the grim reality that the victims in sexpionage are not just the targets, but the seducers themselves.
Thank you. I'm so happy you came over.
It's been an intense discussion, and I tell Aaliyah afterward that I would like to move forward and share the story of her training, her espionage work, and her escape from the Russian military. I just have one last question. Is she ever able to turn off the role she was forced to play? Her answer confirms one of my deepest fears.
No, I mean, like, seduction is, it's a lifestyle. It's definitely a lifestyle. Once you learn it, it's just like habit. You go everywhere with this. You live like that. I wanted to work with you, and you, in this case, like, were my target. So I did it for this goal, which we are having right now, and I can tell this is seduction. And when I realized that you're my perfect target, I seduced you.
We will continue in episode 2. Available now, along with all 8 episodes of To Die For, Volume 1. Continue listening for free on Apple Podcasts.